AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH National News Report on the hour at 9, then at 9:02, another edition of Spotlight on Medicine, Occupational Therapy, Improving Quality of Life, the topic, Lori Wallace, Melissa Miller, the guests. WGCH News Center time is 8:51, and first Thursday of each month means State Representative Kimberly Fiorello of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative Fiorello. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Talk about what's happening up at the state capitol, including a gun bill proposed by the governor. Tell us about that.
Yes. I'd love to give everybody an update on the governor's gun bill. Also let you know about a town hall and education funding that I'm hosting tonight. And share with you information on a local zoning control rally in Old Greenwich. But the governor's gun bill came to us. It was a major priority of the governor in his State of the State speech. It was 35 sections, 52 pages long. And after extensive testimony by more than 220 residents and experts on gun control laws and their effectiveness, the majority party and minority party leaders negotiated a strike call amendment, which means to dramatically change the bill. And it came down to only 3 pages and two parts. And that means that a lot of what the governor was intending to do, whether it's more registrations in our state of so-called other guns and expansion of gun-free zones, more licensing requirements for gun sellers, these kinds of gun control efforts will not be going forward. However, there will be funding for 2 years at $1.2 million per year for a task force to look at tracing illegal guns in Connecticut. And this is important work. And there's also a mandate to the commissioner who oversees our gun licensing to study state licensing. At the moment, you have federal licensing. And Connecticut will look into pursuing its own state type of licensing in order to sell guns in our state, which would create a whole other layer of regulations for gun sellers and those who trade in guns. I think the ultimate goal, of course, is to live in a safe society. And to that end, I would love to point attention towards education reform, which is desperately needed in our state. And I would really love for anybody listening today to join me tonight at 7:30 for a Zoom town hall. You can register for it at RepFiorello.com, my website. And we will be talking with Dr. Steve Perry, who has founded a magnet school in Hartford and a charter school in Hartford. And he is really shining a light on a very unique practice that we have in Connecticut called double funding, where we pay twice for 40,000 students in our state who leave the district schools and go to magnet schools. And I think there might be some people who will say, well, that's okay, whatever money it takes. But I really urge folks to sort of tweak their thinking, because we must fund the students, not the system. This is really at the core of education funding in Connecticut, and I would just love for Connecticut residents to really care about how we fund education here. So please join for the 7:30 call. And lastly, Tony, if folks could please come tomorrow, Friday, to Old Greenwich Station at 4 o'clock. There is a local control zoning rally for everybody who's been paying attention to these bills coming out of Hartford that seek to kind of usurp local decision-making and zoning, whether it's transit-oriented or expansion of housing authority areas of operation, and something that's called fair share housing mandates is a different concept than what we have right now. It's something that New Jersey pursues in how they apportion and mandate affordable housing in each of the municipalities. These are pretty foundational, changing sort of how we develop all of our towns. These are really transformational bills. And if you have an opinion on this, generally, I believe local decision-making is the best. please come to the rally tomorrow at 4 o'clock in Old Greenwich.
And who's going to be there?
Myself, Senator Ryan Fazio, and Senator Tony Huang, and CT 169 Strong, which is a grassroots organization that's really pushing for local control of zoning decisions, is organizing it, as well as a group called Samford Neighborhood Coalition.
All right. And I guess it's with transit-oriented development, no coincidence, it's being held at a train station, right?
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Thanks. State Representative Kimberly Fiorello joins me first Thursday of each month. Thanks very much for your time this morning, Representative. We'll talk again next month. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Good morning, everybody. Have a great day.